You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Gavin Newsom just said the quiet part out loud. Trump is stealing the midterms. That's the exact word he used, steal. Not Republicans are winning. Not voters are turning away en masse from the Democrats. No. Steal. Because in the minds of Democrats, any congressional seat they lose isn't democracy in action. It's theft. Ironic, isn't it? And right now, they're watching their hopes at a House majority in 2026 crumble in real time. Newsom thought he was saving his party. Stick me to the very end of this video because we're about to find out how all he did was the exact opposite. Gavin Newsom's reckless actions have guaranteed his own party's defeat with an incoming Supreme Court nuclear blast ending both Newsom and his party for good. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, enjoying yet another wonderful day in President Trump's golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So as many of you know, the grease monkey himself, Gavin Newsom, thought launching Proposition 50 would save his party from a midterms disaster in 2026. After the Texas legislature passed its new congressional map, adding five new GOP seats, Newsom thought it would be a good idea to retaliate against that with Prop 50, which would basically change their state's constitution, taking the responsibility of drawing congressional districts away from a nonpartisan redistricting committee and letting a bunch of partisan hack Democrats do it instead. It's exactly what Californians voted against not too long ago. But this is, after all, saving democracy, right? So, of course, Newsom launched his bid to counter Texas's redistricting seat for seat. So he's trying to add five new Democrat seats to California. Just one problem with that. That single move ended up triggering a redistricting war all across red states who've thus far been rather hesitant to redistrict mid-decade, but no longer. You see, Gruesome Newsom is not particularly liked among red state governors and red state legislators. And if they know that if they were to retaliate against Newsom's Prop 50, red states would win hands down, they have the overwhelming advantage. And that's largely because, you know, blue states have already more or less gerrymandered any and all remaining Republican seats out of existence. You know, I was stunned to see someone like, I'm getting ahead of myself, but I was stunned to see someone like Bill Maher didn't even realize that. Did you? I don't know if you saw that. It was in one of, I don't think it was one when he was sitting down having his drink and he's smoking his pot and he was getting in this whole discussion. He was defending Newsom over this, saying that it was Republicans who were drawing first blood in the redistricting wars and the gerrymandering wars. He had no idea Democrats have been doing this for decades. So much so they have literally no seats left, like in New England. They have no more there are simply no more districts for them to flip blue. They've all been flipped. So Newsom, being the political illiterate that he is, he inadvertently launched a massive redistricting retaliation among red states. So Missouri saw what Texas was doing, and they said, hold my beer. Their lone Democrat Kansas City seat just got obliterated. It's gone. So there's another GOP pickup. Then you have Kansas calling a special session for the explicit purpose of destroying the other Kansas City Democrat seat on the Kansas side of the state line. So that's another pickup. So Democrats are losing both Kansas City seats. Then we go on over to Florida, and Ron DeSantis is already talking about adding another 3 to 4 seats. So if we're conservatives, if we just go with the 3 seats, that's now a pickup of 5, including Kansas and Missouri. So we're right now back to where we started with the Texas redistricting. But you see, grease monkey Newsom unleashed a full-scale red state retaliation. So we keep going. North Carolina, as of just a couple of hours ago, announced the passage of their new redistricting map, which adds another GOP seat. So that's 6. Ohio intentionally missed their redistricting deadlines that were ordered by a court, and that's because if they miss enough deadlines, Republicans in the Ohio legislature get to redraw maps however they want without constraints. So that's 2 to 3 more Republican seats in Ohio. So now what are we talking? We're talking 8. We're talking 9. Indiana's fudging a little bit of late, but Vice President Vance, he's putting pressure on them to make sure they come up with another seat or two. So we're looking at, again, relatively conservatively, around a net gain of 10 seats, a net 15 altogether if you include Texas, 10 if you include the dilution of Prop 5, adding 5 more Democrat seats. And it's all because of Gruesome Newsom. If he had just looked the other way, if he didn't retaliate against Texas, none of these red states would even be thinking about mid-decade redistricting. That's the irony in all of this. But they weren't going to sit back and let that grease monkey score some cheap political points among his base for his upcoming presidential run in 2028. So Newsom thought he saved his party for the midterms, when in point of fact, all he did was guarantee their loss. But if you thought Democrats were panicked about the slew of redistricting in red states, that's nothing. And I mean literally nothing compared to the meltdown they're experiencing in the shadow of the upcoming Supreme Court decision that could end the Democrats as a viable national party for good. But first, gang, you've seen gold and silver prices absolutely skyrocketing of late, have you not? Now, what's so key here is that that's not coincidence. It's the direct result of President Trump's golden age pro-growth agenda. Goldman Sachs actually just raised their 2026 gold outlook to $4,900 per ounce. And many analysts think they're being way too conservative. And to make it even better, we've got 3 more years of these America First policies ahead of us. This is exactly why smart Americans are taking control of their retirement accounts right now by backing them with physical gold and silver. My friends over at Augusta Precious Metals are so excited to help you be a part of this new gold rush. Augusta works with Americans who have over $50,000 in their IRAs, 401ks, or other retirement accounts to make the smart move into smart money. They're patriots just like you, and they would love to chat. Give them a call at 844-763-3908 or text my name, Turley, to 35052. That's Turley to 35052. Seriously, gang, this is the time. Central banks around the world are all stocking up on gold and silver as we speak. Let the patriots over at Augusta Precious Metals make sure you don't miss out. Text Turley to 35052 or click on the link below. You could just go to turleygold.com and you'll get instant access to a free 2-minute report that reveals the greatest threat to your retirement today. Again, that's turleygold.com or text Turley to 35052. 952 and talk with our good friends at Augusta Gold today.
And John Roberts has been an enemy of the Voting Rights Act, as you pointed out in your opening, for his entire career. John Roberts is the biggest enemy towards black people that this court has seen since Chief Justice Roger Taney, who authored the Dred Scott decision. Now, white media generally doesn't talk about him like that because he's a genteel man. You know, he's not running around letting his flag fly like Sam Alito. But make no mistake, whenever black people are asking to have equal representation in this country, John Roberts is the man standing at the door telling us no. He is the problem, and we're going to see that play out in Louisiana versus Calais when that decision comes down later next year.
That is the king of left-wing nuts, Elie Mystel, flipping out over the imminent overturning by the Supreme Court of Section 2 of the VRA, the Voting Rights Act, that Democrats like Mystel have been exploiting for decades now to get explicitly racially gerrymandered districts drawn up so as to guarantee Democrat seats in Congress. It has been one of the most disgustingly racist practices that have been allowed in our nation for the last several decades. By the way, did you notice he introduced a whole new term there? I had never heard of this before. Have you ever heard of white media before? Did you catch that? He said, white media generally doesn't talk about Chief Justice Roberts being the single greatest enemy to black people, blah, 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 because he's so genteel. And so, white media. What? I mean, according to this far left radical at MSNBC, we have now white media. Joy Reid lives. Joy Reid's legacy of vile, vicious, racist hate lives on at MSNBC. These guys, they are ethno-nationalists, racial tribalists to the core. I mean, they rival anything you will see anywhere else in the world. But they're right to be freaked out over this. As we've talked about a number of times on this channel, the Supreme Court is indeed poised to overturn Section 2 of the VRA, the Voting Rights Act, and as such, they are going to declare in one fell swoop every single racially gerrymandered district in the nation unconstitutional. And if the Supreme Court rules as expected, it's being projected by liberal outlets such as Politico that Republicans would gain 19 additional House seats from the Voting Rights Act being overturned alone. 19 additional seats to all the redistricting we've seen. So how many redistricting seats did we count? We're talking about a net, right? A net of 10. If you combine those redistricted seats, let's make it simple. Let's say, all right, all 15. We'll include Texas there. Forget about California's Prop 50. So we got 15 redistricted seats. Forget about Prop 50 because obviously that's irrelevant now. We combine those 15 seats with the upwards of 19 coming out of this overturning the VRA. What are we looking at, gang? We're looking at over 30 seats, additional GOP seats before the midterms. Republicans go from basically 220 to 250 literally overnight. And again, keep in mind, that's base. That's a baseline. These aren't swing seats. These aren't contested. These would be solid red Republican seats for the foreseeable future. Baseline starting at 230 every 2 years. So the GOP wouldn't have to flip a single swing seat. They would not have to flip a single swing seat to lock in a permanent majority for the foreseeable future. They would only need to win seats that are already overwhelmingly Republican. Again, it's another sign of just how far the nation has moved to the right without these shenanigans, without racially gerrymandered districts. The Democrats simply can never come to power again. That is what they're flipping out over. That is why Democrats are panicking. Now do you see why Newsom is such an abject and pathetic failure? Oh, it gets worse. This Proposition 50, as it turns out, it's already boomeranging on the Democrats. It really, in the end, Prop 50 is just about trying to stave off the inevitable seat pickup by California Republicans inside California because of the massive Latino defections. Latinos all across the country, including California, are moving right. Right? We've seen it with Miami-Dade. Miami-Dade in Florida, it's gone fully red for the first time, like, ever because of the mass Latino, particularly Cubans and Venezuelan defection. In the Rio Grande districts of the southern border of Texas, they're all 80%, 85% Latino. They're all solid red right now. Every single one of them. Just look at the southern border map. It's the same thing we're seeing happening in Arizona and Nevada and New Mexico and, as it turns out, California. So Gruesome Newsom, as it turns out, just exploited the Texas redistricting. He just used it as an excuse to redistrict California so as to inordinately dilute the Latino vote that's moving right. That's the real pernicious, nefarious motivation behind this. It's not about protecting democracy. It's about thwarting it. But all he's doing in the end is exacerbating the move. He's just causing more Latinos than ever to move further right. So this is pure backlash in every single way imaginable. More GOP seats are getting picked up across red states because of this Prop 50 stunt, just as more Latinos in California are defecting to the GOP for good as a result of the same stunt. And on top of it all, it was all completely wasted effort to begin with, given the overturning of the VRA by the Supreme Court that overwhelms anything that California Democrats or any other blue state can do in response. This is why Democrats are panicking. This is why Gavin Newsom is screaming about theft. They're stealing our midterms because they know what's coming. The 2026 midterms are going to be fought now on completely new political terrain, a terrain that overwhelmingly favors the Republicans. The Democrat Party built their House majority on artificially created districts, and now those districts are disappearing. The political realignment is here, and it is absolutely glorious. Thanks so much for listening, gang. If you haven't already, be sure to head on over to turley.pub/news and sign up for our newsletter. That's where I share all the latest updates, behind-the-scenes news, and ways you can stay plugged into this growing movement of faith, family, and freedom. Big things are always in the works, and I want you to be the first to know. Until next time, stay strong, stay hopeful, and God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.